Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 32. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. This is a short episode that will air every week in addition to our weekly guest interviews. Here we'll talk about a quick real estate investing topic and provide resources and actionable content for you to implement every week. This week's Friday Fundamental is estimating expenses. Today, we're going to get a bit more technical and talk about what you need to look for when estimating a property's expenses. It's important to be able to determine expenses of a property since they directly impact the property's cash flow. Some expenses are obvious and easy to calculate, whereas other expenses can be less intuitive and harder to accurately estimate. Let's look at what typical expenses are for almost every property. First, the principal and interest. The principal and interest combined are known as your mortgage payment, or P&I. The P&I can vary greatly depending on interest rates, loan amortization or duration, and loan amount. It's best to find an online amortization schedule which allows you to input each of these variables, like one by bank rate. The next is taxes. Property taxes can make up a significant portion of your expenses and vary by state, county, and even city. Property taxes typically range from 1 to 3% of the property value. You can check past property taxes at your local county tax assessor's office. Most tax assessor's offices will have a website or database you can search by name or address. Keep in mind that past tax assessments aren't indicative of future tax assessments. A property will often be reappraised by the county tax appraiser upon the sale. The new tax assessment is then based on the new appraisal. So if the property has been appraised under a current owner at, let's say, $50,000 and then is sold for $100,000, expect the property taxes to increase. This is an important evaluation when looking at expense projections. The next expense is maintenance. There are two types of maintenance costs: operating expenses and capital expenses. Operating expenses are everyday repairs and maintenance, such as fixtures, locks, garbage disposals, cleaning, etc. Capital expenses are big ticket items which you repair less frequently, like a new roof, HVAC system, a kitchen remodel, flooring, etc. It's recommended to set aside approximately 5% of rents for each expense for a total of 10%. Our next expense is insurance. Insurance is one of those expenses that can vary based on the property type, location, the deductible, etc. It's best to get an insurance quote from an insurance agent or broker. The next expense is management. This is often an overlooked expense. Even if you plan to self-manage, it's still wise to build in property management in your projected expenses. You could change your mind after you've self-managed the property and will want to be able to afford to hire the property management out to a professional. Also, when you sell the property, the buyer will likely price in property management in their analysis. Property management for single-family properties and small multifamily properties typically ranges from 8 to 10% of the rents. Lastly is vacancy. When a property is vacant, you don't receive rent on that unit. Even in strong markets with high demand, you will have turnover, leaving the property vacant for days or weeks with no income. You'll also be turning that unit for the next tenant during that time. Depending on your market and property type, vacancy can vary. For single family and small multifamily, 6 to 10% of rents is a fair estimate. So in summary, typical expenses for a property are principal and interest, taxes, insurance, management, maintenance, and vacancy. If you can quickly and accurately estimate these expenses, you can more easily analyze deals and make offers on properties, which will lead you to buying more deals and good deals. For a great online calculator, I recommend starting with the rental property calculator on BiggerPockets. So get out there and start analyzing deals. The more deals you look at, the more comfortable you'll be estimating these expenses, and the more offers you can confidently make, which will lead to more properties for you. That wraps up this week's Friday Fundamentals with Jacob Ayers. I hope you enjoyed this episode. For more information and resources, please visit www.jacobayers.com. If you have any questions or comments or want to hear something or someone specific on the show, just let me know. Email me at info@jacobayers.com, contact me at www.jacobayers.com, or connect with me on Facebook at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom Podcast. Don't forget last week's challenge of goal setting. I'm still counting on you. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.